Many entrepreneurs start their business journey with a hell of a lot of passion and enthusiasm, but find out that there is still a lot to learn. Because let's face it, running a business is hard. I'll be the first to admit that learning from doing is extremely important and valuable to this journey, but there are some lessons that can come at a high price. Mistakes in business can cost you time, money, and even your reputation. But here's the thing. It's important to know that some mistakes, in particular, can be avoided. With the right tools and knowledge, you can avoid making costly mistakes. And here are three that I thought might be of interest to you. Take a listen. I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature. Now financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business. Starting and running a business can be one of the most exciting and exhilarating experiences of your life. There's nothing quite like the thrill of taking your idea from concept to reality and seeing your ideas come to life that people love and will purchase. There are so many exciting things constantly going on, from developing and maintaining your brand identity to creating marketing materials to building a customer base and growing your business. There's always something new and exciting to look forward to. But I hate to burst the bubble so early on in this discussion, but anyone who has done it or doing it will tell you that running a successful business requires more than just passion and enthusiasm and these shiny, exciting tasks. In fact, many business owners quickly discover early on in their journey that the realities of running a business is far less glamorous than the initial excitement may lead them to believe. It's easy to get caught up in the exciting aspects of starting a business or running a business. However, the reality of running a business involves a lot less glamorous administrative tasks such as managing cash flow, understanding financial reports, and dealing with regulations and compliance issues that are critical to the success of any business. These tasks may not be as exciting as developing a new product or networking with other entrepreneurs. But let's face it, they are just as essential, and therefore neglecting any of these areas can quickly lead to problems or mistakes being made that you actually don't want, especially, my friend, if they can be avoided. I see all too often when business owners come to me partway through their business journey, some earlier than they expected and some rather late, but they're absolutely stumped as to how they can salvage their business because for one reason or another, the sales aren't matching the efforts and the passionate ideologies that they had built into their preliminary budgets or business plans. Some are actually completely shocked when presented with the notion that there is more to running a business than just having a great idea. But some are fully aware that the thing that they'd been trying so hard for so long to avoid is the one thing they need to address right now. With each of these discussions that I have with business owners, it continues to confirm just how important it is for me to keep pounding the pavement as a financial coach when it comes to highlighting just how critical knowing your numbers is. I know you know I was going to say it. If you've listened to this podcast before, you know that I'm going to tell you that knowing your numbers is critical. Please save the eye roll till later because we need to stop thinking that it will take care of itself. or that others will take care of it for us. As business owners, if you don't know this stuff, it doesn't matter how many others are handling your numbers, whether you've got bookkeepers or accountants, it doesn't matter. You will never be able to use this information to make the big moves in your business if you don't understand them yourself. This shit is so important for you to know at a very minimum. I can tell you that I have worked in many corporate roles that required me to be the head of the finance department, managing all the critical information about finances. But yet, let me tell you, nothing rivals the success of a business where the business owner knows just as much as I do without being the one that's doing the doing, without being the one that's crunching the numbers all the time. And you can clearly see the difference in those business owners that don't. This is true, I can tell you right now, whether you run your business from your kitchen table or a sky-rise building in the center of the city. So, I wanted to use this episode to talk about three mistakes that you'll want to avoid and ones that you actually can. Let's start with the most obvious, and that is cash flow. The mistake itself is believing that cash flow is just a fancy accounting term that's reserved for bigger businesses. It's not, my friend. Cash flow management should be the priority of every business. From the moment you make the decision to start your business, you should have a solid cash flow plan in place, a cash management plan, if you will. Because the reality is, every decision that you make from that point on, from the point of saying, I'm going to start a business, every decision that you make from that point on will impact your cash. Every fucking dollar of it. I always say there are two pieces of paper that are the most important to determining the success of your business. And that is your invoice in and your invoice out. And if you do not have eyes on these every step of the way, you're missing critical information that you probably don't even know that you need. And I get it, we don't know what we don't know. But let me tell you, if you are managing those two pieces of paper and what they do to your business, money in, money out, I can tell you right now, even if you didn't know it before, it's going to highlight to you once you do keep an eye on them. So I get that you don't know what you don't know, but get a system in place where it actually tells you what you need to know. Now, cash management isn't just about having control over one aspect. It actually is a combined effort. And this is where I think a lot of businesses fail. They focus on one part of their cash, and let's all agree, it'll be, have I got enough cash coming in? So whilst it's great that that is one of the aspects, we need to look at it as a combined effort. So let me highlight this, right? So yes, you might have started by getting a separate bank account for your business. Well, at least I hope you do. That's a great start, but it's not enough. It might be great that you have set up some of your obligations to go on direct debit, right? So you don't forget about them, which is, again, fantastic because now your obligations are being met. You don't have to micromanage them and you know where you are with all of them. But again, as a standalone strategy, that's not enough. You may even have set up separate bank accounts for some of those bigger obligations like GST, taxation, superannuation, payroll. Again, all great strategies. But if you aren't looking at all these strategies together, how are they expected to work together for you and your business. If you're only thinking about, say, cash coming in, you'll never understand how and when the cash is leaving your business. Now, that cash could potentially be impacting on the cash you have available to be able to reinvest, to be able to bring more cash in. The combinations here, when you're looking at cash and cash management, are endless. And the way in which you combine them and use them together are endless. But here's the thing. They aren't actually difficult to understand in isolation, but put them together and they'll have such a greater impact on your business. And if you do make room for them and understanding that in your journey, it won't become difficult long term. If you make them the priority, cash management should be just as important to you as your products and services, as your marketing plan, as all those shiny, exciting tasks like setting up your website and your logo, you know, all those exciting tasks that you may in the beginning or even throughout be prioritizing over cash flow management. And again, I'm not talking about checking in on your bank account just every now and then. If you want to get real about cash flow management, get real about it, regardless of where you are in your journey, because it's not too late. Simply start, now here's an idea, with doing your bank reconciliations on a daily basis. And I know you're probably sitting there saying, I do my bank reconciliations. They get done. But are they getting done enough? And I'm not talking about doing it every now and then. I'm talking about committing to getting it done, making it your priority. Get real about the fact that if you don't know what you've done with your cash regularly, I'm talking daily or weekly, how are you ever expected to understand what you need to do with your cash going forward, or even what you can do with your cash going forward? Your bank reconciliation is a clear insight into what you did with your money. I get it. Don't ignore that, because whilst it's happened, it will tell you so much about how you spend and receive money. And therefore, my friend, it's going to give you that clear insight into how you will spend and receive money day in, day out from this day forward. So have a cash management strategy in place for your business and get real about it. It is not a fancy term that's reserved for bigger businesses. Now, next up, and here is a reality check. There are more numbers in your business that will improve your success than just your revenue sales number or revenue and sales number. I get it. Sales are fucking important. But my goodness, you won't continue to be able to make sales if you aren't paying attention to some of the other numbers in your business. This is real shit. And what numbers am I referring to? Expenses, margins, cash balances, performance indicators, ratios, profits, understanding the difference between gross versus your net profit, payment terms, budgets versus actuals, forecasts. The list goes on. And I can go on about the types of numbers that are equally important to watch as your revenue and sales figure. But can you? Can you really? Are you paying enough attention to them? But here's the thing. This discussion here isn't about the specifics of the numbers themselves or what they may be called or what the technical term is. It's about the relevance of those numbers that are available to you to use to your advantage, because there are a plethora of them. The key here is to determine which ones, and the only way you can determine which ones will contribute to the success of your business is to understand what it is that you want to know about your business first. Now remember, at its core, asking this particular question isn't about anything accounting specific. It's about being business specific. If you want to learn more about how much of your unit of, say, anything you need to sell, you can use your numbers to clearly identify this, to clearly work this out for you. If you want to know how soon a project can start based on your plan, your numbers will provide a clear path and indication of dates even as to when the project can start. And the beauty in numbers is that you have options and you have so many options available to you. So get in and be as creative and as demanding on your numbers as you want and need them to be. But at the very least, stay connected to them so that you can. Just knowing your revenue or sales figure in isolation is not going to do any of this for you. Your action plan. Get an understanding of what you want to know about your business and then understand where that information can be found. And go forth and get the answers that you need and don't just stop at one. Now lastly, one of the biggest mistakes most business owners make is not knowing soon enough when something isn't working. And clearly, it's got a lot to do with not addressing these first two mistakes that I've indicated throughout this episode. But further to this, setting boundaries, clear boundaries as to what will be the primary indicator that something isn't working for you. I love a new idea, just like the next guy. And I know what it takes emotionally, physically, and financially to get an idea off the ground. So the last thing you want to ever admit to is that it didn't work. But I've seen one too many business owners continue to expend more energy, more time, focus, money into ideas that should have been stopped or at the very least paused until it was clearly established whether proceeding was the right option. And you're probably asking, well, how do I know when to call it quits? How will I know when it's not working? There are plenty of opportunities to know this. The trick here is in the planning. You see, your planning for any project, new product or service introduction, opening of a store, etc., shouldn't just be about the surface stuff, but should include forecasting and exit plans. Knowing milestones and establishing how to recognize them or once they do occur, you need to understand what they're going to tell you about the progress of your plan. Other indicators are the obvious financial ones. If you have a budget and you find yourself continually going over the budget or having to invest more of your own money, my friend, something is wrong. There's been a clear deviation from, say, the original plan, and you need to take a moment to understand why. You can't let passion make those decisions for you. And that's just to name some of the financial indications that you need to listen to. Again, there are tons of them. Look, in reality, each of these three mistakes are interconnected. Highlighting just how important it is to know your numbers, all of them in varying forms. Here, right here, is where you get to avoid these mistakes, where you get to control the outcome. I know it's not sexy, and I know it's not the sexy part of running a business, but it is the backbone. And it would be remiss of me not to continue this conversation, not to continue to offer up strategies that can assist you and other business owners to simply avoid these mistakes, because they really can be costly in so many more ways than just financially. These are simple changes that you can make. So why wouldn't you avoid them if you could? Stay well, my friend, and whatever you choose today, I hope you make it count.
To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.